It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
Today, I want to speak to you about something I've called faith works. Faith does work, but it's a play on words because faith does work. But I want to focus on the fact that you need to put your faith to work. Or maybe I should also put it as the works of faith. So I want to speak to you about then the doing side of faith. Faith is not complete until you act. I often say that faith is a threefold cord. Faith must see something. Faith must say something. You know what comes next? Faith must do something. Now, this is the thing. Many of us have learned how to see by revelation. We have learned how to speak by confession. But the real evidence of what we believe is also tied in what we do. Think about Jesus and Lazarus. For me, this is a big one. John chapter 11, big one. When Jesus heard, go read the story because of time, because I really want us to push through quickly. When Jesus heard that Lazarus, his friend, they made it clear that this was someone he loved. Lazarus was his friend. When Jesus heard that Lazarus, his friend, was sick, the Bible says Jesus stayed two more days. Somebody actually asked me a question around this recently. I think was it a day or two ago? So the Bible tells us in that John 11 that Jesus stayed two more days. Now, naturally, that looked like neglect. People could have accused Jesus of not even caring. But Jesus was choosing not to act in fear. Jesus was choosing not to act in panic. He was choosing to act in faith. Jesus had already said, this sickness is not unto death. Jesus's delay was an act of faith. Jesus was aligning his actions with his words. If they came to meet Jesus, and this is what they actually said to Jesus in John 11, hurry up, come, because your friend Lazarus is sick unto death. So hurry up and come. Jesus says, this man is not going to die. If Jesus had then, you know, they came, hurry up, come before he dies. If Jesus had then begun to gather, okay, let's hurry, so that he will not die, he would have been responding in fear and not in faith. Listen, it is actually, in my experience, I don't know about yours, in my experience, it has always been easier for me to spot what I need to see, to create with my inspired imagination the picture of the outcome I seek. It has also been even easier for me to zero in on the word that I need to declare. So, because faith must see, seeing has not been difficult for me. Speaking the word has not been difficult for me. The trick has always been to isolate the doing part of faith. The doing part of faith speaks about the step you now need to take because you believe that what you say has actually come to pass. You need to speak to the Holy Spirit and isolate. Now that I have prayed and I know God has heard me, what is my action that shows that I actually believe that it has come to pass? Many people don't realize this. The doing part of faith is the getting ready part. It is proof that you believe that this is going to come to pass. It is the you going to buy the key ring for the house, the key ring for the car that you have believed. It is you going to buy the baby clothes for the baby that you believe. It is you going to test out the wedding dresses for the wedding that you are going to have. It is you going to buy the office clothes for the job that you are going to get. It is you beginning to read up on that material for the position that you are going to receive. It is you doing that course that further qualifies you for that promotion that you are expecting that you are going to get. The doing part of faith is the third leg that ensures that faith becomes the outcome of your faith becomes an inevitability. Think about Jesus and how Jesus healed the leper. So he healed them by asking them to go and show themselves to the priest. Remember that? The 10 lepers, he asked them to go show themselves to the priest. At that moment, they weren't healed yet, but to walk toward the priest was an act that was only reserved for those who were already cleansed. According to the law, you only go and meet the priest, because you go and meet the priest and ask the priest to examine you because you believe that you are cleansed. So the priest then examines you, confirms that you are cleansed, and then gives you a form of note so that you can show people to tell them, I am no longer contagious, I'm no longer a leper. But Jesus asked them to go and show themselves to the priest even before they were healed. Now, the consequence was, as they went, they were healed. Faith required them to act like it was already done. I will say it again. Faith required them to act like it was already done. You remember the story of the blind man? Jesus made mud with his saliva and dirt and put it on his eyes. Then Jesus told him, go and wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. He was still blind when he went, but his obedience in action brought forth the miracle. Do you remember one of the most outrageous ones? Elijah asked the widow of Zarephath to feed him first. He didn't even say, share the meal between the three of us. Elijah told the widow of Zarephath, go and prepare food for me first. That was an outrageous instruction for a woman with nothing left. But in doing so, listen to this, the lady was acting like she was in a state of abundance, because you only do that when you have more than enough. In doing so, she took the posture of someone in a state of abundance. The act of faith opened the door to supernatural supply. Her jar of flour and her oil never ran out. It actually lasted till the famine was over. The principle is clear. Faith must act. James tells us faith without works is dead. James 2:26. If you believe, you act like it's already done. Fear tells you to wait for evidence before you move, but faith tells you to move, because the evidence is already settled in God's word. But here is the key. You and I must ask the Holy Spirit in every situation, what is the act of faith here? What is the act of faith? I see the word. I see the word. I am saying the word. But what is my act of faith? Sometimes the act is practical. Like the act of faith will be, the Lord will say, apply again. It could be practical. The Lord will say, register for that course. The Lord will say, make that phone call. Go and knock on that door again. Sometimes the act of faith is spiritual. It will say, lift your hands in praise. And that I want to pause. You see, this Sunday we have an evening service called worship, where one of the things we're going to do, we are going to practice this kind of act of faith, where you will see the outcome. This is powerful. You will see the outcome of your expectation, where you see in the eye of your imagination, or with the eye of your spirit, you see your creditors, your debtors. I don't know which one is right. The ones that owe you money. You see them paying you. Where you picture and you see the outcome that you desire. You see yourself delivered from that captivity. You see yourself saying, I can't remember when last I operated in this addiction. And when you see it in your mind's eye, and then you begin to practice thanksgiving. When you begin to thank God in the now for the things that you are yet to see with your eyes, but you know in your spirit, it has already come to pass. Child of God, when we offer thanks in advance, walls come down. You remember the walls of Jericho? The solution was for them to give praise 7 times. And on the seventh day, 7 times on the seventh day, and the walls came down. You only begin to, this was, they were supposed to go to war. The walls were stopping them from taking their possession. And the solution they were giving was to give praise. See, some people would have looked at Joshua, if not that they know that Joshua was not a madman, though, that said, this guy, it looks like after he lost Moses, he began to lose his mind. He's not telling us build a battering ram. He's not telling us build the longest, ladder in our history so that we can scale this wall. He's not asking our architects to go around the wall to find some form of weakness in it. His solution, his military strategy, is that we should dance and dance in front of the wall. We should march around dancing in front of the wall. What does that mean? But that was the thing. They did not understand it, but now you and I do. They were supposed to give praise before it came to pass. For them, that was their act of faith. When Moses was going to part the Red Sea, stood in front of it and lifted his rod, the Red Sea parted. When Joshua needed them to cross the Jordan, God said to him, tell the priest to go and step into the Jordan. You see, I won't be surprised if those that had heard the stories of the parting of the Red Sea, when they would have been going towards the Jordan, they would have been thinking, as we are getting there, the Jordan will just split. We've heard of how God did it before. But they got there, the Jordan did not split. They had to step into the Jordan and get their feet wet. As they did that, the source of the Jordan River cut off. And all of a sudden, the flowing waters stopped. And they were able to cross the Jordan. But it happened because they took the step of faith. Do you know how they could have gotten there and they would have said, look, what we know is that God part seas. We're here now. We will step in, but this water is rough. These are rough waters. And you're asking us to step in. What if we are even rushed? We are washed away. But they understood. Faith must be put to work. What is the work of faith? So they stepped into the waters and the waters parted. You need to check. You need to ask the Holy Spirit. Okay, so I have received this by faith. What is my step of faith? What is the doing part of my faith? Hey, Abraham, for example, prepared to sacrifice Isaac. Why? He was acting on the belief that God had provided. When he was going to sacrifice Isaac, they asked him, so where are you going? He told them, he said, wait here for us. I and the lad will return. Go read it in Genesis. He didn't say, and wait here for us, I'll be back. He said, wait here for us. I and this boy Isaac. He was going to sacrifice Isaac, but he said to them, wait here for us. He didn't say to them, you guys go before I come back alone now and it becomes chaos and you people go and tell Sarah that I have killed Isaac. No, he said, wait here for us. Why? Because I am going to come back with this boy. And then later, the writer in the New Testament tells us that he had already in his heart received Isaac from the dead. This was wild. He had already received Isaac from the dead. So he was no longer afraid to sacrifice Isaac at the command of the angel. You remember the woman with the issue of blood? She said in her heart, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. So she went out to touch it. There was inconvenience around her. But she said, if I touch the hem, she settled it. This is the word I have received. If I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Next up, I'm touching the hem of his garment. There was opposition. 12 years of bleeding, there was weakness in her body. She pushed through. She touched the hem of his garment. What is your act of faith? Jesus said Peter said to Jesus, if this is really you, bid me to come. And the Bible says, Peter stepped out of the boat. Peter did not. Do you know what I would have done? Put my hand to see if the water has become hard before I start jumping into waters that is already trying to turn over my boat and capsize my boat. I won't take the risk. I mean, in the natural. But instead, when Peter heard the word, he stepped into the waters and the waters carried him. What is your act of faith? A big one for me was Hannah. So Hannah had prayed for a child. The priest has said to Hannah, your child's story is sorted. You can go. And Hannah was such a blessing. Hannah was struggling to have a child. Hannah was being taunted. People were insulting her from the home to the streets. Married, unable to have a child. Terrible things were going on. Yet, where was she? She was still in the house of God. She did not allow her pain to make her step out from the place of blessing. She remained in the house of God. She kept on going there, giving her offerings. She kept on going there, giving her prayers. And one day the priest caught sight of her and said, are you drunk? Why are you praying like this? He says, I'm not drunk. It is the sorrow of my heart that is making me pray like this. It is too early for me to be drunk. And the prophet realized, oh my goodness, okay. And he spoke a word of blessing. The Bible says, Hannah left and went home to go and eat. This was a woman that could not eat, could not sleep. She was in mourning because there was no child. When she got that message, she went to go and eat. What was she doing? She was rejoicing. She knew the matter had been done. So today, maybe signing up for that business, even when resources are small, maybe that is your act of faith. Maybe showing up at church, even when you feel weak, maybe that is your act of faith. Maybe forgiving that person, even though they are not showing remorse, maybe that has to be your act of faith. Maybe giving that tithe, giving that offering, even though right now things are looking tough, hear the voice of God. Maybe that is your act of faith. Faith always demands a move. Don't just see it. Don't just say it. You also need to do it. So you take the time to ask the Spirit of the Lord. All right. I see the word. I see the outcome. What is my faith? What is my act of faith? Don't be careless. Don't be overtly eager. Hear the voice of God. He will tell you, now go and do this. Now start doing that. Remember, faith, the works of faith, is you preparing. You get ready. You know that day is going to come. So you get ready for the day. Do you know? So, Joseph. Joseph probably did not know how it was going to happen. But Joseph had a beard. He had a beard. He was not shaving. There was no need to. But he had prepared the resource to shave. The day he was called was not the day he began to say, please borrow me a razor. Please, can I use, is there something to shave here? No, those things were already prepared. Because when they came to get him, remember, Pharaoh asked him to be brought. So they would have gone to get him as a matter of urgency. If that was the time that he was trying to now find what to shave, it would have been too late. Some of us, we are asking for things. We are not getting ready for it. We are not beginning to act like people who are ready to command this level of resource, to command this level of exposure, to command this level of opportunity. You are saying, I wish I could meet this person, but you have not yet even rehearsed how you will posture, what you will say, the questions you will ask. You need to be like Joseph, who prepared for that day. When that day came, and they came with urgency to take him, he knew where his shaving stick was, where whatever he required. The Bible says he shaved, he changed his garment, he shaved, and then he went there. Child of God, be ready. If you know that God has heard you. And the Bible says that we know that he has heard us if we ask according to his word. We know that he hears us. If you know that he has heard you, if you know that that outcome has been released, what is your act of faith? What is your step of faith? What is your response to that? Is it in your thanksgiving? Is it in your engagement? Is it in your registration of the company? What is your act of faith? Faith must see. Are you seeing? Are you seeing? Faith must say, are you saying and saying and saying? Define the odds and saying, are you doing and doing? Because it is already done. Child of God, I've said a lot. Please act on this. Faith works. I say it all the time. Faith works if you work it. Put your faith to work, because faith always works. Amen.